Morning, Burke from Studio. Bob speaking.
Hey, Bob, it's Sam. RDI, how are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I want to check in on the stone. I need a little update on it. I know it just got there a couple days ago.
Yeah, I haven't. I sent them a picture of it. I'm doing some, I'm having my CAD guy do some designs. I have not heard from her one bit. I gave her all the poop on it, gave her the price on it. I don't know if she's waiting to get information on these mountings or whatever. I was going to send that to her today. He sent me an email this morning. Mm-hmm. So if you need to, I can send the stone back. If you got to have it, I can send it back.
No, you're good right now. I need to get update on where you
haven't heard from him. You know, I don't know what's going to happen with this, but who knows?
Yeah. Well, let me know
when you need it back. Just let me know, and I'll get her in FedEx for you.
Yeah, totally. I'll let you know when I need it. I mean, right now is good. I mean, because it took a while to get there, so it won't be an issue. Just wanted to keep getting updated.
Okay, and did you make sure in our system? I'm looking at the invoice on it. They had it sold to Bergstrom's at $16.95 and shipped to Bergstrom's at $16.95. So that's funny. When you pull it up, it had the right address, but the memo I got has the St. Louis Park address on both of them. So.
Yeah, no, I think originally it had it, and then they changed it that day the day before. And so what happened was, through our process, our credit lady works with people who deal with the FedEx and whatnot, and she was like,
okay,
you got to do the new address, and then she put the new address when we were correcting it. She put the new address as the old address. And
check the phone number, too. You got her old phone number on there, too. We were having it, somebody dialed it. It was transferring to us, but I don't know how long I'm paying for to have that done. We've been here 7 years. That may have only been a 5-year deal, so I haven't had it dialed lately.
642 number?
No, it's 952-767-0606.
Oh, that's the one I'm calling you from.
Which one?
The 952.
Yeah, that's correct. That is a correct number. What's on the invoice was 612-332-0552.
Yeah.
We had that. That was our number downtown for 87 years.
Okay.
And we lost that number in 2010.
The thing is with that number is when I see this account, this number is still here. I got to get rid of it. But, I'll call it, and I'll be like, oh, it's out of service, every time.
Oh, is that what they tell you? Good.
Yeah,
get rid of it.
So,
The 952 number is the right one.
Yes, got it. Cool.
All right, that was in 2010, so 15 years ago we paid to have that number transferred over for many years, but I got a feeling that expired. So all right. As soon as I hear anything or if you need it, let me know.
Sounds good, Bob. Have a good one.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.